And your boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for your Elon Daily Podcast, part of the Talking Tesla Podcast. That's right. It is Thursday, May 2nd. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And this is how it's going to be from now on. When you don't hear the ticker, 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 ticker music, you know that I am on the road because it's a lot harder for me to edit that in. And when I'm in the studio with the good microphones and all the situations that I have, then you're going to hear that music. And I know you don't care, but I just thought I'd throw it out there. And actually, that was not planned at all. It's just sort of the way it happened. But now you know that you know. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the first story to talk about is the fact that Tesla launches a cheaper Model 3 with 150 kilometers of range in Canada. That's about 100 miles. What's going on there, you said to yourself? Well, due to pricing restrictions, and this is from Electric and Fred Lambert, Tesla's vehicles didn't get access to Canada's new $5,000 federal incentive for electric vehicles. But the automaker now launched a new model that is cheaper and software locked to 150 kilometers, actually 93 models, so that they can get that discount. It turns out that you couldn't get that if the price was more than, I think it was $45,000. So therefore, and this is what the government says, eligible for incentives, a vehicle must have a base model manufacturer suggested retail price of $45,000 for passenger vehicles and six seats or fewer, and less than $55,000 with seven seats or more. For eligible vehicles with six or fewer seats, higher price versions are eligible as long as the final manufactured suggested retail is $55,000 or less. So what they did is that they software limited the cars and they dropped the price so that they could get this federal tax credit of $5,000. And then what you're going to be able to do is call Tesla on the phony phone and say, could you unlock the battery? I got my federal tax credit and now I still have got a very long range version. I think it's interesting. It might even be considered a bit sneaky. One wonders if the Canadian government might think that that's a bad thing to do and ultimately block Tesla from doing this, because it's clearly, because of their technology, something that other people can't compete with. And was it done in the spirit of what Canada was trying to do there? It's hard to work out the spirit of that incentive law, but it certainly seems like that Tesla has found what some might consider a sneaky way of getting around it. But I'm sure that there's a lot of Canadians that are quite happy that they've found a way around it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And Fred Lambert has another article here, which is that Tesla is launching the right-hand drive model in the UK starting at £38,000. So the left-hand drive version is here in the United States and in many, many countries. Right-hand driving is much less common, places like the UK, places like Australia. And unfortunately, in those countries, they often have to wait for a year or two or three before they get their right-hand version, their right-hand drive versions. And so now it's happening in the UK, happening in Australia. I know that my brother and many Australians are going to be happy. Lots of people in the UK are going to be happy. I don't know exactly how many sales they're going to do in these countries, because obviously they're a lot smaller than the US. The UK has about 60 million people. Australia is about 24 million people. The US is about 300, and don't quote me on this, I think 350 million people. And so if they have sort of proportionately less cars, then these are good markets, solid markets. But the reason you don't lead with your right-hand drive version is because you don't have enough production. And so you've got to go with the left-hand drive version, because that is most of the world. And then you start these puppies later. But congratulations to the UK and to Australia and to whatever other countries do right-hand driving. Let's look that up, shall we? Let's do that right now. There's this thing called Google. What countries, I'm going to do it in real time. What countries are right-hand drive? Maybe you know this and you're listing them off in your head right now. So here we go. Here's what I'm found. I'm pulling it up on the Google, waiting for the list. Here we go. That's a little bit confusing, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because the right-hand drive people drive on the left-hand side of the road and the left-hand drive people ride on the right-hand side of the road. But it's actually more countries than I thought. I thought it was just like one or two, but who drives on the left, therefore right-hand drive, is Australia, the Channel Islands, Japan, Hong Kong, India, Isle of Man, Ireland, Jamaica, Kenya, Malta, Malaysia, New Zealand, South Africa, Singapore, Thailand, and the United Kingdom. How did all of this happen historically, that some parts of the world are on one side of the road and some parts are on the other? I don't know. But as somebody who flips between a country that drives on the left and drives on the right, it gets really confusing, and I often can find myself driving up the wrong side of the street. And I can tell you that's a bit upsetting for me and for the people that I'm about to do a head-on collision with. It's very, very upsetting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about this article from Jalopnik. It was written by Justin T. Westbrook. And GM confirms it is making an electric pickup. So Ford's going to be doing one. Rivian is going to be doing one. And they got some chunk of cash from Ford as well. But the CEO of GM is Mary Barata. Is that right? And it says this: GM has an industry-leading truck franchise and industry-leading electrification capabilities. You know, they've got the Bolt and they've got the Volt, although not the Volt anymore. I assure you, we will not cede our leadership in either front, Barata said. We intend to create all electric vehicles. That includes a complete range of EVs, including full-size pickups. There you have it. I kind of love this. Here in the United States, they sell a lot of pickups, and the big manufacturers really need to get on board. The more people have this, the better. But, you know, I'll say the same thing again. If you have the choice between a Tesla pickup and a GM or a Ford pickup, unless something magic happens, I would always go for the Tesla pickup because of two major reasons. And the first one is the supercharger network. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the supercharger network. Until these other car manufacturers come along and develop a nationwide and then worldwide charging network that is fast, then I just can't tell anybody to buy one of these things unless they know they're just going to drive it around town and they're going to charge at home. That's the first thing. And the second thing, of course, is autonomy. I believe the Tesla is going to be way ahead of everybody else in terms of autonomy for a long time, if I believe Elon. And I do believe Elon. And so it would be kind of silly to buy anything else if those things that he's been telling us in the last few weeks is true. If they're going to have a network of autonomous vehicles, I can buy my pickup truck. I can put it on the network. It can make me money when I'm not using it. If all of this is true, we won't know if it's all true for a year or two at least. So that's why, for now, I'm excited and I think it's good. But, you know, it's Tesla's all the way for me, but for good reason. I'm not just a fanboy. I'm happy to criticize. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Elon Daily. It's part of the Talking Tesla podcast. You can contact us at info@talkingtesla.net. That's right. It's talkingtesla.net. And a big show every month, and then a second show for our patrons, and then a daily podcast for everybody. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will speak at you in said tomorrow. Herbert out for now. We'll be right back.